So we go in the Mediterranean, they went to Marseille, France. And in Marseille, they brought a crew of carpenters on, opened up number two hole and number four and number one, and built steps, wooden steps going from the main deck all the way down with handrails on them. They went, what are they doing there for? Because you wouldn't load a cargo with steps in it. And they said, we're going to start shuttling troops home. And there were many, many African troops that fought for the Allies in Germany and France. And they were all, we're going to shuttle them back across the Mediterranean to North Africa. And we made about four trips like that. We put 2,000 troops on here at one time. They just sleep out on the decks out there. They lay canvas down, they had their sleeping bags. And it's only a 24-hour trip to cross the Mediterranean.
So you're kind of like a ferry service.
We started, we'd get over there and unload them in Algiers or somewhere like that, turn around, come back. We did that about, I think, at least four times. Uh-huh. And on one of the trips, we loaded what they call a ballast, huge cargoes of iron ore or something, just to bring the ship down in the water a few feet.
Yeah.
Because we were light, we didn't have any cargo. And on one of the cruises, of course, we brought French lady soldiers, French wax, and they were back in number four hole. We were up on the boat deck where the generators are on this ship.
Yeah.
And we would sit up there. They had to build latrines with all that many people. They built a big box about this high from the side of the cargo hole, and it would run from here all the way over to the gunwale, and they had a trough in it, and they would sit up on that and use it for a bathroom. And we run a fire hose in this end and just wash it right out over the side of the ship. And all these soldiers and even the girls back there, we'd have to get up there. Of course, we crazy guys, we'd sit up on the deck. You know, they'd wave up at us, you know, wave. They didn't care. They're going home. One trip we carried Sinhalese troops, black African troops. Are very, these guys had scars all over their arm, tribal scars, their faces, and they were fighting for the Allies, and we loaded them up. They were up in number two hole.
Where'd you pick them up?
Right in Marseille. And we carried them across. The last trip we made was on December the 25th. I remember it well because it was Christmas Day. We had a load of troops on, and we hit a storm in the Mediterranean. I mean, the worst storm I'd ever been on. This ship would rock. We took up to 45-degree lists with that ship, and it would come back. Of course, all the troops and everybody were sick, and
yeah.
We couldn't. They couldn't. They were going to cook a big Christmas dinner, and they couldn't do it. Everybody ate sandwiches all day. But our ship developed a crack in the hull
during the storm
on that day. And we got over there, and they discovered it when we were unloading the troops. It took about 2 days to get over there on that trip. But they said, well, I think that's going to do it. We got to get this ship into a dry dock. And so they said, we're not going to do it over here. We're going to take it home. But we were able to pump it out enough to keep the crack from hurting.
So you made the trip back over the across the Atlantic.
Across the Atlantic with this cracked hull on the ship. And of course, you heard we were going to come back to Baltimore, which tickled me to death because I was from Maryland here.
Yeah.
And I think I was the only guy on the ship from Maryland. And here we stopped in Norfolk, loaded up a lot of food stuff. We hadn't had any fresh milk or anything, and
yeah.
Everybody's gorging milk and getting sick. And, and we came up the bay and tied up the ship. Of course, we all had a bunch of those handguns that they'd gotten out of the cargo hole. And we thought we could, I got off the ship with one of them, which I still have. Well, my nephew has it now, but I had three of them at one time, brand new Army 45s. And they were searching everybody coming off the ship at the head of the dock. I guess they knew something was missing.
Yeah.
And so I came back in, brought my bag in, sat it down, and took all my clothes out and took the guns out and put them back in the steering engine room. There's an oil sump underneath the steering engine, oil about that deep, and I put these two guns down in there. And I live down in Solomon's Island, which is about 75 miles from here. Mm-hmm. And I figured, well, I could get a car and come up in the next couple of days, and I'll, when nobody's watching the ship, I'll come back on and get my guns. I came back 2 days later, and the ship was gone.
They put it in dry dock.
And they took it to Norfolk for the dry dock. They didn't do it here.
Yeah.
I never saw the Baldwin again. That was the Loamy Baldwin.